I think that any authority, council, state, or national government around the world that hasn't got the message about climate change really is an ostrich with its head in the sand. And I think that we need to be signing on to the Kyoto Protocols. We also need to be investigating new international treaties post-Kyoto, which expires in 2012, to address the global implications of greenhouse gas emissions going forward. Now, I don't think carbon trading alone is by any means the cure-all for the problems that we have. It's simply saying that those industries and nations that are able to buy carbon credits elsewhere in the world can keep polluting. And that, to me, isn't an end solution. It may be a half point. But to reach the sort of solution we have to in order to address greenhouse gas emissions, we've got to be significantly moving towards alternative energy sources. And I don't mean nuclear power.
Mm. In saying that, why is the council embarking on Campbell Newman's road spending plan?
Well, the bind that Labor councillors find themselves in is we've agreed not to block the Lord Mayor's election promises. The difficulty we have, of course, is that we've got a Lord Mayor who has been elected with a mandate for a range of policies. And our problem is that we have signed on to say that we won't block those promises. Now, what we've tried to do is to shift direction and shift emphasis, argue strongly for public transport, invest more money in public transport, as we've been doing. For example, the Lord Mayor's long-term infrastructure plan, which will be debated in Council next week, doesn't have a single additional piece of public transport infrastructure incorporated in it. Now, we've said that's not good enough. Issues like a new bus bridge to connect at Adelaide Street into the busway network is a vital piece of infrastructure, just as the Green Bridge was. Busways themselves have been a very important addition to the public transport system in this city, and Brisbane City Council introduced them. Now, we need to do more of that, plus light rail. Those new technologies in public transport have to be embraced. Now, there's no reference to light rail in this long-term infrastructure plan that Campbell Newman is delivering. Now, I honestly think that over the next few months, Labor councillors will be arguing very strongly that a new direction and a new balance has to be achieved.
How in line do you think Brisbane is with global efforts to reduce carbon emissions, especially in line with the approval of the large road car supporting infrastructure like the Howe Street Bridge?
Exactly, and
like
the North-South Tunnel. Mm. Look, I think that while Brisbane needs to have a balanced approach to infrastructure, there hasn't been balance to date in terms of our investment in public transport. And that's where we need to make a far greater effort. Brisbane City Council has reduced its own greenhouse gas emissions through conversion of the bus fleet from petrol and diesel to CNG, to natural gas. We've also migrated a lot of our other fleet to alternative energy sources. And we're providing incentives for more sustainable development that will incorporate better design, more energy-efficient design in new developments. And I think Brisbane, as far as its own targets for its own businesses are concerned, is doing quite well. There will be efficiencies that are achieved over the next 20 years in terms of general vehicles and the fuel that is used as more cars move to hybrid fuels and to alternative energy sources. But we can't simply rely on that. If everyone is still using a private vehicle in 20 years' time, even if it's not using the carbon-based fossil fuels, then we will still have congestion problems. The best way to deal with both congestion and pollution and greenhouse gas emissions is to start heavily investing today in more public transport initiatives. We've had massive increases in the last 2 years, around about 40% increase in the number of people who are using our buses, our ferries, and to a slightly lesser extent, trains, and we're simply not providing enough buses, ferries and trains to cope with the demand and the increase. Labor councillors 3 months ago decided that there were crises occurring right throughout our public transport system. And we created a new portfolio, a public transport portfolio, and we put Victoria Newton in there. And in that time that she's been there, we've allocated an additional $13 to $14 million extra for more buses to bring forward three new city cats and to generally improve the public transport system. It takes a long time to get these improvements flowing through the system. From the day that you order a new bus, it can take 12 to 18 months before you actually receive it. So these things have a gestation period, but we've got to start doing it now.
What advice would you give to those Brisbane residents who are concerned about these issues and would like to be more involved in the process of making decisions for the future?
Labor councillors will be announcing an initiative as part of the signing on by Brisbane City Council to the Kyoto Protocol targets, which we'll be doing in the next 2 weeks. We'll be announcing a number of initiatives in suburbs to create sustainable communities. We'll be establishing community-based networks of citizens who are keen to make change in their own neighbourhoods. It's terribly important that governments alone aren't left with the responsibility of dealing with global warming. Change, more often than not, comes from the grassroots up. So we'll be establishing a grassroots sustainable communities network and we'll be using some of the people associated with the Al Gore community campaign to assist in workshops to establish these community-based grassroots networks.